Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Dade County Board of Commissioners has approved a new ordinance regulating solar energy developments across the county. Under the updated rules, large-scale solar power systems will now require a special use permit before they can be developed. County leaders say the move is designed to balance economic development with the protection of nearby property owners and residents. The ordinance outlines specific standards for solar projects, including setbacks from property lines, requirements for natural vegetation buffers, and measures to manage stormwater runoff. Now, developers may also be required to provide financial assurances to ensure proper cleanup and restoration of sites once projects are decommissioned. Now, officials note that the new requirements do not apply to residential or farm-based solar systems, including rooftop installations. In addition, the ordinance updates how the county's Special Use Permit Board operates, including leadership structure and potential compensation for members. County leaders say the changes are aimed at promoting responsible growth while protecting the health, safety, and welfare of Dade County residents. The vote was 5-0. A new resource aimed at strengthening the local workforce is coming to Dade County. The Dade County Industrial Development Authority, along with the Dade County Public Library and the Cherokee Regional Library System, will host a ribbon cutting for the new Career Center coming up on Monday at 10 a.m. The Career Center will provide residents with access to job search tools, career resources, and workforce development support, all right here in the local community. Leaders say the goal is to help connect local residents with opportunities, support employers, and allow people to build successful careers without leaving Dade County. Officials say the center will highlight the benefits of working locally, shorter commutes, lower cost of living, and a strong quality of life. Now, the public is invited to attend the ribbon cutting at the Dade County Public Library. Again, that's Monday morning at 10 a.m. A controversial bill that would ban kratom, also known as gas station heroin in Tennessee, is on track to being a bill pending Governor Bill Lee's signature. House Bill 1649, known as Matthew Davenport's Law, cleared the Senate yesterday by a 23-3 vote, according to the Tennessee General Assembly. The legislation aims to regulate and in many cases criminalize the possession, sale, and distribution of kratom. It's a substance often sold over the counter at gas stations and smoke shops. Under the bill, knowingly possessing or selling kratom would become a criminal offense. It also expands requirements for toxicology testing to detect the substance in overdose cases. The bill previously passed the Tennessee House 78-9. With Senate approval now secured, the measure heads to the governor's desk for final consideration. If signed by Governor Lee, the bill goes into effect July 1st. It's a big weekend on Classic Hits KWIN, your home for great local sports action. The Georgia Bulldogs spring game is set for Saturday afternoon. That's football with airtime at 12:35 tomorrow afternoon here on KWIN. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves are back at home tonight, opening up a three-game series against the Philadelphia Phillies. You can catch all the action live here on KWIN. And NASCAR fans, the Cup Series returns Sunday afternoon with more high-speed excitement for your weekend. All right here on 101.3, 106. 6.1, 104.3, 1420 AM, and the KWIN app. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.